Have you ever found yourself in a toxic relationship? Not built on equal respect, but on dominance and submission. And have you ever wondered in that relationship, are you the master or are you the slave? Are you in a rapport of power where you're dominating someone else or being dominated by another person? Well, if we turn to Germany, late 1700s, early 1800s, to Hegel, the answer we get is quite interesting. For Hegel, this process of a master-slave relationship is quite normal. In fact, for Hegel, it explains history. Hegel was interested in the philosophy of history. He thought that there was a spirit that drives time called a Geist. And every period of history, every epoch is known as a Zeitgeist. Now, the Geist works through something called dialectic process. Now, this dialectic is a clash between a thesis, which is the urge of history to move forward, its antithesis, which is a dogmatic force pushing back on it, pushing back to the past, leading to the eventual awareness that the two work together in a synthesis. And this synthesis, in turn, becomes a new thesis, which opens up a new conflict and a new antithesis, and the battle continues. Master and slave in this perpetual conflict that drives history. Now, Hegel thought this was normal, and of course for him, a master-slave dialectic is fine because he's speaking from the point of view of masters, not slaves. There is, however, something good in all of this. At the end of this process of turmoil, contradiction, violence, the violence of history, you reach what he called the Weltgeist, which is universal consciousness. It's an understanding that the master and the slave, the thesis and the antithesis, they need one another. They work together. And they're part of a cosmic unity, which is the end of history. Hegel, who's largely unreadable, remains an important philosopher to this day. So next time you find yourself in a toxic relationship, take a step back and think of historical process.